T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, we continue here this morning. 10:27 in the a.m., day before the draft starts in the National Football League. Talked a ton today about the Frank Clark move that the Kansas City Chiefs have made to shore up and actually reconstitute that entire defense, or a good portion of it anyway. Talking a little NBA, we'll get to some Major League Baseball. Toronto Raptors took care of their business last night in pretty impressive fashion. Shane, no surprise there.
Yeah, Kawhi Leonard had 27. He becomes the third Raptors player in franchise history with at least 4 25-point games in a single series. Joined Kyle Lowry and Vince Carter. First time that the Raptors had won a best-of-seven series in this few amount of games, in 5 games or fewer. I don't want to call it the LeBron effect, or that's the reason why this has come about, right, but it sure has helped. Their fourth straight Eastern Conference semis appearance. They beat the Magic last night, 115-96, win the series 4-1. They'll face the 76ers in said Eastern Conference semis. The Magic.
Boy, that game was over in about 2 minutes, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it was. Oh, man, what?
Just ridiculous.
27-3 or 26. I mean, it got out of hand quick. The poor Magic, 2-10 elimination games on the road, 0-4 since 2010. Again, they're a team, if you didn't follow real closely, you wouldn't have never guessed that they even made the playoffs, and it looked like it. And the Brooklyn Nets, kind of the same way. They had a resurgence this year, but they really didn't have much for the 76ers. As Philly wins 122-100. Joel Embiid had a double-double, his fifth straight playoff game with 20-10, longest streak for the team since Moses Malone did it back in 83-84. And I guess the real question here is, two of them, I guess, 1 and 1A, who are the Raptors going to have to try to check Joel Embiid, and will they have to do it every single game because of Embiid's knee and his health?
Marc Gasol is going to – I mean, they're going to run guys at him. But Marc Gasol will – I mean, I don't know how much mobility Marc Gasol has, but he has the capacity to lean on him a little bit. I mean, I know that sounds funny. I'm not so sure that Kawhi Leonard won't run at him a little bit every now and then, right? I mean, big, strong body.
On a pick and roll, to switch off on him and make him, you know, try to put it on the floor –
maybe that's
here and there,
but you don't have a lot of, Serge Ibaka coming off the bench.
Siakam's probably not as strong enough to.
No, I don't think Siakam can deal with that. Gasol, Leonard, Ibaka, I think those are the guys that probably take their shots at him. But it's going to be – that's an intriguing series.
Sure it is.
I mean, you've got two really intriguing series in the East now because you've got great star power with the Celtics and the Bucks. You got two frontline guys, two superstars in this league that are on the floor with each other. And there's a part of it that is kind of like you're waiting for the Bucks to show you a little bit, aren't you? I mean, aren't you kind of at that point right now? Kind of like, God, you've been so good all season long. Maybe the best team in the NBA. Maybe. With all due respect to the Warriors, who are the best team in the NBA. But, statistically, you put up good numbers and you've run through your opening round. And now the rubber meets the road. And what do we do here? What do you look like?
The loser of the Bucks-Celtics series will have an awfully long offseason. The Celtics are just going to have a lot of questions swirling around them anyway because of Kyrie, and does he really want to stay there, and is this team really built for the future because it wasn't a year and a half ago that we thought, golly, look at that Celtics team. They're going to be together forever, and they're already good right now.
Yeah.
You know, that was even – and they made a lot of noise even without Gordon Hayward, who broke his foot, and they played their asses off without him. Well,
yeah.
Now that he's back and kind of just as good as he's ever been, if they lose to Milwaukee, or, you know, on the surface there'd be no shame in that because Milwaukee's really good. But Boston was built to make runs at championships, and it starts with Kyrie Irving, fair or not. He got what he wanted,
mm-hmm.
got out of Cleveland, you know.
Yeah.
You can't just keep bouncing around because you don't like it there. I mean, I guess you can, but.
I like the Celtics, and I like the Bucks. I'm intrigued by the Bucks.
I'd rather see a Bucks Celtics Eastern Conference final, honestly.
I don't know. Isn't the Celtics and the Sixers the best Eastern Conference final?
How could you have an Eastern Conference final without the Bucks?
Right.
Is that what you said? Bucks Sixers or Celtics Sixers?
I think that Celtics Sixers would be a pretty strong final.
Gotta have Giannis in it. Gotta have Giannis in it. No.
You've got Embiid and Kyrie Irving.
I'd rather have Embiid and Giannis.
I would
shoo the Celtics on out of there then if you give me that choice. Eliminate the Celtics and give me the 76ers and the Bucks then.
So the Bucks need to be in the Eastern. In any scenario that you have, the Bucks need to be in the Eastern Finals.
Yep.
Okay. Fair enough.
Yep.
I don't disagree with that. Historically, Celtics Sixers would be great.
I agree. Totally agree. Historically,
that would be absolutely tremendous. The NBA, I think, would love that number of sets. Eyes on TVs watching that series. I'm not sure. I don't know how much the meter is moved by the Milwaukee Bucks at this point. I don't know.
I'm just saying that from a selfish
standpoint. It moves
standpoint.
It for me right. because I'll watch Giannis every single night. Guy's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
A couple of games that I can't imagine that the road team would have a whole lot for the home teams tonight in the West: Clippers, Warriors, Jazz, Rockets.
Wouldn't think.
Seems to be, that's it. The Clippers and Jazz had their moment. Clippers early, Jazz late. The mountain is far too big to climb. By the way, the Jazz, after falling down 3-0, NBA teams are 134-0 when they lead 3-0. So the Jazz getting one statistically is no big deal. Plus they're going back to Houston. So we're in agreement there. Are we even going to bother watching those? I mean, if you got something better to do, you probably could. Tomorrow, back to San Antonio. Nuggets have a chance to close out the Spurs. Got a chance to slay
the
dragon.
They have been the better team in each of the last two games, of which they've won by double digits. They were very impressive last night, shot the ball extremely well, 50% from the floor, were good from three-point range, 43%, defended on the other end. San Antonio missed shots early, but they looked the part. They gained a little trust with their performance yesterday. Now, I don't know if they go on the road in Game 6 down there and have something. I think that they've established themselves as the better team, but not so much so that you can just put it in the left-hand column. This thing has 7 games written all over
it. And Spurs are going to come at them with everything they got.
They are.
You know, it's a hair on fire, back at home, win or go home kind of thing. So,
you know, and I know that I see him on a day-to-day basis, much like I did over the last 3 years here with Nolan Arenado, and I think that that's come to pass with the Rockies as one of the best players in the game. I'm telling you right now, Nikola Jokic and Greg Popovich weighed in on it last night. He was surprisingly loquacious with
talking about
in
Jokic.
His post-game remarks. I mean, I would have thought that he would have been you know, boom, over, let's get this finished. But he was surprisingly verbal in his post-game remarks and effusive about Nikola Jokic. And I felt like it was really sincere, not just lip service, propping up another player to tear him down, you know, and beat him up the next time you play. He had a very quiet, 16 points, 12 rebounds, 8 assists last night. Just very, very quiet. But, man, you look up, and at the end of the day, he's made a huge difference. Had two big triples at the end of the third quarter that kind of cemented things. He's not a player that jumps off the lips of a lot of NBA fans, but, God, every single night, the guy just shows up and plays and grinds. And people forget he's 24 years old.
Yep.
So
between him and Luka Doncic, a couple of really, really good young superstars, not only in the making, but already.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been fun to watch. So anyway, it's pretty good stuff. Can't complain. Love being involved with it. It's a lot of fun. That and the NHL, the Stanley Cup playoffs, which I've been a part of now for the last couple of years. It's fun to be involved with that. All right, what do you got from baseball?
Perhaps flying under the radar, CC Sabathia is poised to join the 3,000 strikeout club. If he gets 6 tonight against the Angels, and by the way, I know you hate the Yankees, but, man, they won again last night.
Yeah, they did.
Going coast to coast, won a 14-inning game 2 nights ago. They won again last night against the Angels. They're now 13-10. But CC Sabathia would become the third left-handed pitcher in Major League Baseball history to reach 3,000 strikeout plateau. He'll be the 17th pitcher overall to get 3,000. Of the previous 16, 14 are in the Hall of Fame. I don't think there's any question that CC is a Hall of Famer. He would join Randy Johnson and Steve Carlton as left-handers with 3,000 strikeouts or more.
That's pretty impressive.
That's quite impressive.
That is pretty impressive.
One of the most successful pitchers since he made his debut in 2001. Ranks first since then in innings, strikeouts, and wins. Got 247 wins. 225 wins is probably the new 300 wins with the way people pitch nowadays.
Yeah, you're probably right.
I mean, unless he gets hurt again, he's going to go over 250 wins this year. He only has 3 200 strikeout seasons in his career, and there are 15 left-handed pitchers with more than 200 strikeouts, with more 200 strikeout seasons, but they obviously didn't do it quite as long as CC did, except for Lefty and the big unit. Randy Johnson had 13 years where he struck out 200 or more, and Steve Carlton had 8. Those are the top two. So it's no surprise that those guys combined. Those guys combined for 9,000
right
strikeouts. $9,000, the big unit, and Lefty.
Oh, my
stuck
God.
Out between
are you
them.
Kidding me?
Yeah.
Those two guys, man.
Put me in those two guys' company any day of the week in any category, and I'll be more than satisfied. And CC Sabathia, with 6 more strikeouts, can hop in the same category with those guys.
Does Chris Owings have pictures of somebody in the Royals organization?
Hunter Dozier having back spasms is certainly not helping right about now. Not at all.
Good Lord. He and Maldonado.
Gallagher's catching today, at least.
Oh, well, thank God for that.
Yeah, he's out of there, but Owings is back in again.
Oh, my Lord, please. Sorry, that's our little Royals rant as we head off here on this day in history. Coming up in a moment, April 24th, Shane and Bruce with you rolling on a Wednesday. What a Wednesday it's been. Thank you so much for being a part of it on this day in history. Coming up in just a moment, Sports Daily on the Sports Station, KFH. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, oh, oh.
Auto Parts.